This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This is Computer Talk with Tab, hosted by Eric Semmel of Tab Computer Systems. Interact with Eric and his guest by phone at 522-WTIC. Email them in the studio at gethelp@tabinc.com or get help anytime at computertalkwithtab.com. Now, here's Eric.
And good morning. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And that's Dennis Halnan, one of the employee owners at Tab. He comes in and helps me out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. And let's go right back to Jack out there in East Hartford. He had an issue with his credit card. You there, Jack?
Yes, I'm here.
All right. So you got your somebody was making purchases on your credit card. You canceled the card. And then, of course, your automatic payment to Frontier didn't go through.
Right. And then, so I called them.
Yep.
I have a second credit card. Now, that second credit card is with... an account that I've had for about 30 years, and it's changed banks several times.
Mm-hmm.
I got a new card issued last year by the latest bank that took it over.
Yep.
I did one transaction last year in the store at Home Depot.
Mm-hmm.
And I did a second online with an online merchant this year. So I had two transactions on it.
Yeah.
I gave Frontier that card.
Yep.
Goes through. Later on that night, I get an email from that bank of the second card saying, did you authorize this transaction?
Hmm.
So I called them up. I said, it's a fraud transaction. I had another card hacked earlier in the day. So now I had both cards canceled.
Yeah.
I went up to the email server. Because I thought something was a little hokey with those subscription emails I got.
Mm-hmm.
I looked at the spam folder. There were 2,772 of these subscription emails in there.
Wow.
Now, some got blasted out right around the time that first fraudulent transaction happened.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like a second blast went out right around the second fraudulent transaction.
Hmm.
Now, the common point on the two cards is Home Depot. Because I used the first credit card this couple of months ago to do an online transaction with Home Depot,
mm-hmm.
and I used that email address to do the transaction at Home Depot. Can you figure out how they got my two credit card accounts? And my email address.
We can do a lookup to see if Home Depot has any news on their payment systems being compromised.
Yeah, I did that, and it looks like the last hack they had was in 2014.
Okay.
And that got settled. But.
Yeah. All right. So then if you're doing secure commerce through your browser, and you've only used that card one more time, the coincidence is mighty strong. it's really hard for me to ignore here that somebody doesn't have access to something when it comes to your computer in some sort of way. I would tell you to run Malwarebytes on your computer to see if there's something paying attention to your activity online.
The transaction with the second card was done over the phone.
Oh.
So when I called Frontier, I asked him if he could take the payment from another card, and he did that.
He did that over the phone.
Yes.
But didn't you say you used the card at Home Depot then? You did it physically, you said.
I did it physically, and this was last year, like in April of last year, because that's when the new card was issued, and I just wanted to make sure that it had gotten registered properly and it was usable.
So you didn't even use your computer to do this, is what you're telling us.
Well, I did it one time. That second card was used one time online a couple of months ago.
Yeah, but still. It's too coincidental that you get hacked on one card and then you get hacked again the next day on the other card after
it was the same day.
Yeah, same day. That's pretty unusual. That's pretty...
And I've got Norton on my computer.
Mm. Yeah, but you didn't even use your computer.
Well, I mean, I have used the computer multiple times for the first card. That's my primary card that I get the points on that card, so I run all my transactions on that.
All right, so here's the other aspect of this, right? So it could be a coinkydink in that your card was the information on it was part of a breach, right? So wherever you use your credit card, that card, whether it be at Home Depot or what have you, that number could be part of a breach. These bad guys are selling these numbers on the dark web like crazy. And it could just be a coincidence, considering you didn't use your computer to do it, so nobody's paying attention to your machine. You're not typing in card numbers and people are absconding with your number. I would contend that most likely this is part of a breach. You just happen to be hit twice. Because they buy these credit cards. I was just reading a story. They'll buy them for like less than a dozen donuts or something like that to buy a huge swath of credit card numbers. So your card could have been part of a breach, and then the bad guys just start using it, right? And then if it works, if they have the card number in there and then the little three-digit code, they're good as long as they know your billing address, right? And they do know your billing address. If they look up your name and address, it's not hard to find your billing address. Right. So I would bet that it's just a coincidence that somehow your two card numbers were part of it. That's my guess. I'm guessing. What do you think, Dennis?
Well, I do agree with that.
Okay.
And one thing that maybe we need to mention also is that not only are breach data results available on the dark web, but some of the scammers will take multiple batches of breach data.
Right.
Like from the Target breach, from the Home Depot breach, mm-hmm. from this breach, from that, they'll assemble a big database.
Right.
And then they will look for commonality points. They'll look for somebody's name, and then they'll marry up
mm-hmm.
different records from all those breaches, and then they try to get a wider profile on a particular person.
Right. Now, we would have wondered why they would purchase a coffee grinder on your behalf. And not a boat.
It sounds like a test.
Yeah, no, it's a test.
Yeah.
But that's what it feels like to me, Jack, is this your numbers are part of a breach. And just so you know, all of our numbers are part of a breach, all right? This is not just you. And that's why most credit cards, if not all, are not going to make you responsible for charges as long as you notice them, right? If you don't notice them, and that's why they do these little tests. They try to sneak in a test to see if you'll notice. In your case, you obviously will notice because you've got very few transactions. So that's what I think happened. It just happens to be your number as part of a breach. Cancel that card, get a new number, and it should not. If it happens again, then it's something more nefarious. Because you have brand new cards now, so you have the other card that was impacted now with a new number, and now you'd get a new number for this card. See if you're good. I think I've told the story numerous times where I gave my card to him for Chipotle, and somehow I'm getting Chipotle orders out of San Diego. And the big problem with it is when you have automatic payments on these cards, you got to cancel everything, right? And you got to reconfigure it. So
yeah.
I'm guessing that's what's happened. It's not some sort of super hack on Jack. It's something more simple. You're just, your cards are out there.
Yeah. Do you have any idea why all these email blasts went out?
I have a feeling.
Yeah.
The person was setting you up so that you would not see any confirmation emails.
Yeah, he'd flood your mailbox.
The bank would send you
right
to ask, "Hey, did you do this?" And I've seen at Tab, I've seen people get what are called email bombed that way.
Right.
Where someone will maliciously go and literally sign up somebody's email address for hundreds or even thousands of these subscription services. Matter of fact, we had a customer that was a victim of what is effectively an email bomb. And he was getting signed up for email releases for class action lawsuits that were even in other countries
to hide the nefarious activity of the legitimate email.
Yeah. And what with the thousands of items coming in, you would be less likely to see, you know, any warning emails. Now, wherever you're getting your email, and it sounds like they're already shunting a lot of these things to, you know, your spam folder for you to help you out, which sounds really good.
Yeah.
But I think effectively that was the goal of the bad guys.
Yep.
They were trying to cloud you with chaff.
Yeah, they almost did that.
Yep.
Almost. So whatever email service you're using that did that for you is working pretty good. So I would be happy with
You're not going to like the name. It's SBC Global.
Really? Oh, you blew me away.
Well, it could also be your mail client, the tool you're using could also have it configured to do that. But it's not that we don't like it, Jack. It's just that we just don't think it's going to exist.
we're worried that you're going to lose it at any moment.
Yeah.
Literally at any moment.
Right. We've had numerous calls about it, that kind of thing. So I would just tell you to change the credit card number and go about your business and see if you see any other nefarious charges. If you do, then I would be concerned and I would call your local police.
Okay.
Because that would be too odd for them to now get the new numbers that fast.
Yeah, definitely.
I caught the tail end of your previous caller, and you mentioned a paid mail service.
Yeah, I like Proton. It's a Swiss-based company. It's fully encrypted email, point to point, and MIT is involved as well in this company. It's been around for I think over a decade now, and they offer secure email. They offer VPN. They offer storage. It's outside the U.S. I just like the idea of being able to have privacy based on Swiss privacy, kind of like Swiss watches and what else did the Swiss do well? Chocolate.
Do they have a U.S. support line?
Then you have support. Yeah. You're not going to be talking.
Yeah. You can dial a local number and get it.
Yeah.
Actual help from an intelligent person.
Yep.
Okay. All right. I'm going to switch over to that then.
Yeah, you may as well. Because again, SBC may not be around for that long. You never know.
Okay. Thanks a lot, guys.
Yeah, thank you, Jack, for the call.
All right.
Bye-bye. There's so many bad actors out there, they call them, causing trouble for us all the time. It's just we have to learn to be vigilant. And Jack was. He noticed the nefarious coffee grinder. How crazy is that? They decide to sneak a coffee grinder on the that would be something that most people may not notice.
Right.
All right, we're going to be here till 11 o'clock. Elizabeth, hang on. Three lines open for you. 860-522-9842 is the number. And we're posting everything to Computer Talk with Tab, so you don't have to go searching for it or Googling it. It will show up.
Eventually. We're just not sure when. Later today.
But if you follow us over at the Computer Talk with Tab Listener Network on Facebook, they're going there as well. Mike G's posting that as well for us live. We'll be right back. Back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. We're here till 11 o'clock, and everything's been posted like we talked about over on our Facebook page over the Computer Talk with Tab Listener Network group. It's a private group. Just go ahead and ask for acceptance.
We've already been accepting invitations this morning. So. Yeah.
And that way you can get the links there, and it's more separated. It's more designed for you guys. You know, these links in this program is really designed for the end user. Our day jobs is designed for the business world, and we felt that posting links about credit card hacks on our Facebook, on our business Facebook page, maybe have to separate the two just to keep it more clean for everybody. So let's get to you back to your calls. We're going to go to Elizabeth in Suffield next. What's happening there, Elizabeth?
Hi.
Hi.
Good morning.
Morning.
All of a sudden, I have a One launch on my laptop.
Oh.
Don't ask me how I got it.
Okay.
And my Google icon disappeared.
Yeah. That.
You know what that is, Dennis?
Oh. Yeah. One launch?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a fake browser.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. What you want to do is go into Control Panel on your computer. And then go into Programs.
Right, wait a minute. You're talking to a real lady who's not really up on that stuff. Where will I find the Control Panel?
Well, you can click Start. Button at the bottom left.
All right, I got it. I know what you mean now.
All right, and then you type the word Control. And then among the different things you'll see above there will be Control Panel. Click that.
So she got tricked into choosing One Launch as your favorite browser.
Yeah, and where it came from was probably some software that got installed and it went in as a free ride.
Yeah, yeah. Right. Yeah, isn't that fun?
Oh.
I'm on the Control Panel now.
All right, you're going to open up Programs and Features, or you can click on Uninstall a Program.
Programs and Features. I'm on 7.
Yeah.
Exactly. Browser control.
Browser control?
Browser control. I don't know what that is. What you're going to be looking for in the list of programs is One Launch.
And you're going to uninstall it if you can find it.
Okay. I've got a screen now that says Open Control Panel in Windows Microsoft. Is that what I want?
I'm kind of mystified as to why it's asking you that. I don't understand what that's about.
I got at this computer, all of a sudden, I got all these pop-ups, like super anti-spyware.
Yeah, yeah. You've been browser hijacked on top of having a browser you don't want. We need to get you to the Control Panel. I bet you, can we find a link for her that we can find instructions?
Yeah. Yeah.
I got one now that says, explore further how to open the Control Panel on Windows 10.
Windows 10, but you have Windows 7, right?
Yeah, I have Windows 7. It's not supported. So.
Yeah, we got to get you to Control Panel, and you got to get to Add Remove Programs inside Control Panel. And then when you find Add Remove Programs inside Control Panel, you'll see a list. And hopefully One Launch is in that list, and we want you to click on it and uninstall it. That's simply what we want you to do. I know it sounds simple, but it's not always that simple, right?
I can find, like, I don't know where Control Panel. Oh, let's say Control. Okay. You said type it in here. I'll try this again.
Yep.
Okay, I got. Now I want search the web Control Panel, browse. More search results.
It feels like you're in a browser still.
You're not in Windows. You're looking inside a browser and you're typing things into a web search.
Yeah, in the bottom left hand, right? Yeah, Windows 7. I can't remember Windows 7, but lower left hand corner there should be a search magnifying glass space there. That's what we're telling you to find Control Panel.
That's where I'm typing
this. Okay.
As Control. I'm doing Control Panel.
Okay. We need to get you some instructions, I think, Elizabeth.
Yeah, so we're going to have to find something for you.
Control Panel open.
There we go. You're getting warmer, maybe.
Control Panel, Windows 10.
Windows 10? You're running Windows 7, you said.
Not in the right place.
You're browsing somewhere. We're going to put you on hold. And we're going to find some instructions on how to remove programs in Windows 7, all right?
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to put Elizabeth back on hold. as she fights one launch. How fun is that? You guys all woke up. We got four lines all jammed up. Like we said, 10:30 seems to be when you guys wake up. What is it about Saturdays and 10:30 in the morning? So Joe, Judith, Luke, hang on. This is Computer Talk. We'll be right back. We are back, and you guys are all here. We're going to do our best to get through all your calls as best we can. We're going to finish up here with Elizabeth and see how she's been doing on the break here. Hey, Elizabeth. We did put a link up there for you as to how to remove software and control panel. Did you manage to find control panel in Windows 7?
Well, I got something here that...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What do you mean you put a link up?
We went to our Facebook page and computertalkwithtab.com, and we have instructions as to how to go into Windows 7, go into Control Panel, find software, and uninstall it. Your problem right now is just getting to that point. If you can get into Control Panel, you can go to the Add Remove Programs. You'll then be able to choose one launch from that list and uninstall it. But we're having trouble getting you there.
All right, so it's Computer Talk
with Tab. The name of the show.com, which is computertalkwithtab.com. And that link will be there probably by noon today. And it'll give you explanation as to how to go into Windows 7 Control Panel and uninstall that software. So you're going to get in there and then find one launch and uninstall it, then reboot, and hopefully your problems will go away.
Oh, okay.
But right now, we don't think you're there.
Yeah. I've got computertab.com, the computer talk. I've got that bar.
All right. It is a mouthful. Yeah, and you're going to go to our live links, but it's not up there yet. It takes a moment for those to show. They're not as live as they used to be.
Okay.
And so keep it, you know, hit refresh a few times. Eventually by noon, it should be there for you, and you'll be able to find that link on how to remove programs in Windows 7, because that's what we need you to do. All right, Elizabeth?
And does that work for spyware and or super anti-spyware and all that stuff too?
Yeah, you can remove that too.
Yep, if it's in your list.
If it's in... Yeah, what you'll see is a list of programs, and you just pick each one that you want to uninstall, and you click it, and you click on the uninstall button.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you very much. I appreciate
You're
it.
You're welcome, Elizabeth.
Yeah, bye.
All right, bye-bye. Yeah, she definitely wasn't where we wanted her to be. Let's go to who's up the longest here. We're going to go to Joe in Berlin. Hey, Joe, you going to the fair today?
Good morning, gentlemen. No. I'll send my grandkids.
There you go.
They actually, they're going. So
good. What can I do for you?
A little bit too much for me. Okay, a couple things. First of all, I've got a on my computer. I've got an Intel Core i7-7700 CPU.
Nice.
3.6 gigahertz. Yeah, it's nice, but yeah. It won't accept Windows 11, or Windows 11 won't accept it. I guess.
Yeah, that's awful.
Yep.
That's part of the problem with Microsoft and Intel, and I don't know. They get together at some bar and decide whether or not you can use it.
All right. Anyhow, Google email. Every couple weeks, I got 3 Google email accounts, and they keep asking me for my password.
Mm-hmm.
I keep re-entering them, and I say, remember me on this device, and every couple weeks, it says, we need to know your passwords. I mean, I got it written down here, so it's no big deal, but still, it's just a pain in the neck. I'm just curious.
Are you getting your email from the internet, right? Is that what you're going to ask there?
I was going to say you're using a browser, I
right.
assume.
That's what I meant to say, but I said, I said it very poorly.
No, I'm using Outlook.
Oh, so your password's not sticking in Outlook.
Hmm.
We've seen that before.
Yeah, I'm using Outlook and through Xfinity, through Comcast. I got my email, all my emails on Comcast.
Wait a minute.
Wait.
You said it's Gmail.
It is a Gmail account.
All right.
Let me open up my email here. But I have it set up so that I get all my email through Outlook.
Through Outlook, which is the app, which is the mail client.
Okay. All right. And it keeps saying to me, what's your password?
And Comcast is your provider of the internet, not email, right?
Correct.
All right, now we get it.
Yeah.
Correct. Although I do have a Comcast account also.
Okay, and that's working. There. Right. So most likely there's a setting issue in that Gmail account on Comcast. It's probably looking for some sort of SSL level or TSL level. Something changed that needs to be updated in Outlook. Right, Dennis?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, I'm looking right now, and there's an article about...
This problem?
Yeah, and it's specifically about Outlook and Gmail accounts.
Having this issue.
So yeah.
You're not alone, Joe.
I would say so. And it provides a number of possible solutions depending on what the issue is.
And the version of Outlook, maybe? What version of Outlook do you have?
I don't. Oh, yeah. What are you using for
Outlook? It's the subscription version here.
Okay, 365.
All right. So that
365. Correct.
That will be this article is.
We'll cover that.
We'll cover that. Yeah. Yeah.
So there's a few things that you can try according to this article. You're not alone in this issue.
Yeah, it goes over things like two-step verification.
Mm.
It's possible that the token that's retained that keeps you in the account might be getting dropped by Outlook.
Mm-hmm.
But at any rate, what we'll do is we'll post this article because it'll have a lot of solutions for you.
Lots of things to try.
Yeah, okay,
All right, I'll go online and check out. Mm-hmm. The one last quick question.
Mm-hmm.
Years ago, I used to be able to type in, I call them ASCII symbols. I don't know. I went online trying to look, how do I do it? Because I used to have a chart taped to the side of my the wall here, and somehow I lost that chart where I could hit alternate, and then on the number keypad on my keyboard, I could type in alternate 01456, and it would come up with a symbol or a fraction.
Wow, you're old school, Joe.
Yeah, I know exactly what he's doing. I do this too.
Do you really?
Oh, yeah. All right. I'll try to find a reference for all those different numbers for you, if that's what you're looking for.
What are you using them for?
Just to confuse people with email, that's all. How'd you get this?
Exactly. So you're doing email tricks. You're doing stupid email tricks,
well,
right?
No. Occasionally, I'll need some kind of a special symbol. Automated machines, and every once in a while, there's a special symbol in there that they need.
Oh, fair enough. You have a valid reason.
Yeah, I found an article that has a complete list, and it's enormous.
Of all the ASCII symbol codes?
ASCII and Unicode.
Oh, fun.
All the same format. You press and hold Alt.
Yeah.
The left Alt.
Yes, not the right Alt.
Not the alt right, the alt left. Then you type a sequence of numbers on the number pad, not on the number bar at the top.
Okay.
Where'd you find? I was looking for that. I didn't.
That's why we're the geek and you're not, Joe. We'd like you to become it. You're quite geeky, but you're not the geek over here.
Right now, I'm a fan, man. I love this. This is old school stuff, and it works like crazy.
Awesome.
Exactly. And instead of trying to describe the symbol to the customer, they can see it, and if they see it, it comes up on their control, they'll know what the issue is.
Sweet. Very cool.
Bam, bam. Thank you, ma'am. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. Hopefully, we'll fix it for you. All right, bye-bye.
Okay, yeah, bye.
ASCII keys. The alt left key and the number pad.
And the number pad.
If you don't have a number pad, no ASCII for you?
That might be the case.
Wow.
Yeah. It might be the case.
That I did not know.
Mm-hmm.
I have not even thought of ASCII in probably 10 years. Very cool. Let's go on to a quick... Carolyn's going to get mad. So we're going to take a quick break and then get back to Judith and Luke. This is Computer Talk. We're here till 11. We'll be right back. Back. This is Computer Talk, and we'll get into your calls here before we get to the top of the hour. And Dr. Alessi will be in with Healthy Rounds, giving you a second opinion on your health advice. Let's go to who's been on the longest here, and that is Luke in Watertown by a long shot. What's going on, Luke?
Morning. I'm having trouble getting into my computer. And when I start it up, it just keeps resetting. And right now I'm in advanced options, and they'll have me to get into that, and I'm not sure where to go from here. I tried startup repair, and it does the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to go to recovery console, right?
Yes. What I would do is restart the computer. Which operating system is this? Windows 10, 11, 7?
I believe it's 11.
Okay. Hold on a sec. Let's see if we can find a way to get you into the recovery console, because what we want to do for this computer if possible, is to get it to roll back to the last known good state.
Okay, there is a system restore option.
That would be it.
Mm-hmm. You're getting there.
So, yep. So click that one?
Yes.
All right.
Does it give you a date range?
Doesn't.
Does it give you any restore point options?
I'm clicking next. It does. It's 9/14.
Okay.
All right. That was 2 days ago.
That's your healthiest boot according to Windows. According to Mr. Gates, that's the healthiest version of your operating system.
Okay.
So you're going to choose that as the point of restore. And then cross your fingers.
Yeah.
That's what I'm doing right now.
Yeah, and it can take good 2 to 3 hours to reconstitute itself.
Yeah, don't do anything.
Don't assume that it's not working right because it takes forever.
Yeah.
And okay. Don't be in a rush to use it because you may not be able to. But,
for a little while, yeah.
But a little time invested here might actually get this thing back running.
Okay, great.
All right. Good luck.
That's it. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome, Luke. Okay. All right. So he's restoring. What a crappy morning, right? You try to use your tool, and it says, I don't want to work for you.
Nope, not working today, dude.
And then you hear a couple of geeks on the radio say, don't plan on using it for a few hours. But I got to do payroll. Nope, not that.
Well, much. I've actually had calls like that.
I know.
Oh, we got to do payroll, and the computer's broken, and sorry, I can't give you any other answer than let it take the time that it takes.
Yes, because course they're having, you know, they got to remove Cortana to get it out of the way rather than making it a tool that works. Let's go to Judith next in Berlin as well. What's going on, Judith?
Yes, hello.
Hi.
First of all, I want to thank you for hosting the show. You do a great job, and I really learn a lot every week.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.
My question has to do with Proton. I'm thinking of moving over there, but my mail client is Comcast. Mm-hmm. And if I move over to Proton, do all the folders that I have under my current email IDs go to?
They will import, depending on, you know, you can migrate them. Now, so in your case, you have a Comcast mail box, which is better than the other boxes that we've been listening
right.
to.
Right. Because it's a supported mailbox.
Supported, paid for box. It comes with your internet service.
Mm-hmm.
So we would tell you, if you have something better to do today than migrate to Proton Mail, we would tell you to do that thing than do the migration. However, if you want encrypted email and a better mail product, yes, you can do this. So it should migrate and copy your folders. What you're using Outlook for your mail client, you said, right?
No. Comcast.
Comcast is your mail box.
Okay.
Your software that you use to access it would be your mail client, and that would be Outlook. Or what tool do you use?
You can use a web browser.
You could do the browser based. Yeah, you're right.
I guess I'm using the browser because I just click on the Xfinity sign and go to the mailbox.
Yeah, so you're using web based email. So okay. those folders, they should migrate and reconstitute, but they may not because it's now you're going to be going to Proton's mail system. It should work.
Well, Proton has an import facility.
They do.
They do. Yeah. Okay.
They do. So, and it wouldn't hurt to set it up. You can still keep running Comcast as you migrate this over and see how it works. If you want, you could always start with a free service and see how that migrates for you. And then if the folders are there to your satisfaction, start making that your primary mailbox. All that can happen. So I guess the final answer I would give you is, in air quotes, should.
It should. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, but I could set up Proton and try it, but still keep my Comcast going also.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, is Comcast configured with 2FA?
Yes.
Good.
As a matter of fact, that would be a very good tandem because you've got two different supported email accounts,
right.
And you can use them as backup for each other.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
If you need to get control of one of them using an alternate email address, use the other.
Yep.
But both of them are supported, so you're going to be in a really good position.
Okay. All right. thank you very much.
You're welcome, Judith. Good luck.
You too.
All right. Bye. Bye. Yes, we need all the luck we can get here. I can tell you that. So four lines wide open, 860-522-9842 is the number. And happy to take your calls till the top of the hour. As we wait for your calls, we usually talk about some news. And I saw this kind of funny. This is on our favorite across the pond blog, IT blog called The Register. Here's the headline. The Pentagon has no idea how to deal with bad cloud contracts, auditors say.
Huh?
Yes. Pointing out IT failures at the U.S. Department of Defense is like shooting fish in a barrel. But here we are with another in the crosshairs. This time it's the DoD, and it's failed to account for the costs associated with restrictive cloud license agreements. According to the Government Accountability Office, which is an oxymoron in its own name, restrictive software licenses associated with commercial cloud contracts have resulted in increased costs and limited choices in service providers, among other problems. Many of the issues cited could have been avoided if the DoD had guidance, like i.e. somebody knowing what they're doing, and right. plans in place to do anything other than identify the presence of restricted licensing risks. So basically, they're spending a ton of money on cloud. They're not sure why their budgets are going through the roof. The GAO didn't include any data about how much the DoD may have overspent on cloud software, but it noted the department's cloud budget has increased by more than 40% since fiscal year 2021. When it was wow. $1.4 billion, is now over getting near that $2 billion mark of cloud spending. So again, it basically has to do with mismanagement, of course, of their cloud software and their cloud budgets and their cloud understandings, and you name it when it comes to this kind of stuff. This goes around with every business, but of course, government's going to be even worse. But basically, it noted there were limits on migration of software from on-premise to cloud environments, licenses that limited access to previous versions of the software. So, like, we've joked about the stories of, like,
yeah.
carriers and destroyers still running on Windows XP, or, like, nuclear submarines still running on Windows XP. I think that's not happening anymore, but there are these weird requirements. So, like, the government will talk about why they have to have on-prem servers to manage all their stuff. Now, we don't disagree necessarily, right? Half the stuff out there is on-prem. Mm-hmm. But then they mix it with cloud environments, and the licensing obviously is going through the roof, probably having both going on. And we end up with a $2 billion price tag. So we'll put a link up here to the story. You can kind of read what the Government Accountability Office, imagine working for that office. Mm. I mean, they must walk in every day and be like, yeah, right. I mean, it's just an oxymoron of a department, but it'll be interesting. This is again from the Register. We'll put the link up there for you guys over at the Computer Talk with Tab Listener Network Facebook page and on our main page. Did you have anything else you want to talk about, Dennis? Any topic?
Well, I was going to talk about something that Microsoft is doing.
Yeah, go ahead.
That's actually going to make people's lives better.
Hey, that's nice to hear.
Yeah. They're going to stop deploying third-party printer drivers through Windows Update.
Nice.
So Windows Update won't break all of your printers all the time.
Because the third parties.
Because the third parties up, you know, drivers are getting loaded and maybe won't work correctly with yours. And
right. You only want to have the drivers you need and the right. software that comes with the printers.
And the place you'll get them from now on is only from the manufacturer, which is where they should come from.
Makes sense to me.
Yep.
So we'll put all that up on our Computer Talk page. I want to thank you guys for joining us on this Saturday morning. I want to thank Carolyn for producing, Mike G for posting everything over on the Facebook page there, and Dennis for posting everything over our Computer Talk. Stick around. Dr. Leslie will be up next. He'll give you a second opinion on your health advice.
And remember, we want you to be geeks too.
See you guys next Saturday.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nix, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nix Menswear, your friend in style.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties. Buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.